Chapter 3. The innocent creatures in this future world were not nervous about communicating with me. I pointed at the time machine and at myself to try and explain, but they weren't curious. I started to wonder if they were fools. I had expected that the people of the future would be much more advanced than us, but these creatures seemed so simple. One presented me with flowers, and this delighted the others. Like children, they started picking flowers and gave them to me. Then they signaled for me to follow them. We went past the White Sphinx and into a huge building through a massive door. The time machine was abandoned on the grass. The doorway had classical decorations that I recognized from our own times, but everything seemed to need repair. More little people greeted me, and I felt clumsy beside them. I followed them into a great hall. The ceiling was in shadow, and the windows were broken. The curtains were torn and dusty. The floor was made of white metal, and there were rows of low tables. I saw piles of strange fruit on the tables. There were hundreds of cushions between the tables. My companions sat on the cushions and signaled to me to do the same. Then they started to eat the fruit with their hands. They threw anything they didn't want onto the floor. They encouraged me to help myself. As I ate, I looked round the great hall. There were about 200 people in the room. They were all eating noisily. Later, I learned that these people only consumed fruit and that there were no longer any animals for meat. After I finished my food, I realized I had to attempt to learn the language. I held up a fruit and pointed at it. At first, the creatures didn't understand me, but slowly I learnt the names of some fruit and the verb to eat. It was slow work because the creatures didn't understand what I was trying to do. They got bored and tired very easily. However, the language appeared to be very simple. After the meal, I went outside. The little creatures had lost interest and didn't follow me. Everything outside was different from our time, even the flowers. There were no individual houses, and all the massive buildings appeared to be in ruins. I had a sudden thought. Was this communism? In our own time, we aim for greater equality, but maybe if it is achieved, this will be the result. There will be no conflict or struggle, so the people will become weak and without fear. I found myself alone with my thoughts, so I climbed the sloping road to the top of a hill. I found a yellow metal bench to sit on, and I had a marvelous view of the surrounding countryside. I could see the massive ruined buildings, the strange fruits and flowers growing everywhere, and the little people playing games together. There appeared to be no commerce. There were no banks or shops, and the people clearly had sufficient food. They had comfortable lives, but they didn't have to work hard for anything. We all know that the intelligence and strength of humans is a result of hard work and competition. In our society, the weak do not survive. In the future, however, there will be no competition, so there will be no need to be strong. I stood on the hill, and I believed I had correctly interpreted the society of the future and the lives they led. My explanation was simple, but later I discovered it was wrong. I wondered again about the ruined architecture, and for the first time noticed some strange structures, like wells. They each had a small roof to keep the rain off. There were several of them among the ruins. I wondered what they could be. The countryside spread around me. The river wound through green fields of wild flowers, which led to a dark forest, and I could see the towers of a huge green palace beyond the forest. I looked back to the building I had left, and, not far away, the white sphinx on the grass. But no! What was this? My time machine was not there. I was terrified as I realized that without my time machine, I was trapped. I would never be able to return to my own time. I ran down the hill screaming. I couldn't believe the little creatures had moved my time machine. They didn't have the intelligence or the strength to do it. So something else had moved it. But what? Who? There must be other life here. I felt the levers in my pocket, and I was certain about one thing. Maybe the time machine had been moved through space, but it was impossible for the creatures to move it through time. When I reached the white sphinx, I screamed to the sky, "Where is my time machine?" Little creatures stared at me from the doorway of the huge building. They looked astonished and terrified. I ran all over the grass and searched under the bushes. Eventually, I fell to the ground in despair and slept until sunrise. In the morning, I couldn't remember where I was at first, but gradually things became clear. I realized I had behaved like a fool the night before. What could I do if my time machine had really disappeared? My only hope was to build another one. I would have to learn about the people and find tools and materials. But the machine was here somewhere, so I should first attempt to find it. I tried to use sign language to ask some of the creatures about my machine. They couldn't understand me, so I examined the area around more closely. I soon discovered some marks on the grass and footprints that were not human. I followed them, and they led me to the platform of the White Sphinx. I banged on the metal side with my fist, and it didn't sound solid. There must be a room inside the platform, and I assumed my time machine was inside. Two little creatures came through the bushes, and I smiled at them. I pointed at the statue and asked them to help me open it, but they seemed shocked and rapidly walked away. I hit the statue again with my fists, and then I picked up a rock and smashed it with that. I thought I could hear whispering inside. The little creatures kept their distance, but I could see them observing me. I sat down and considered my absurd situation. I had worked so hard on my invention so I could travel to the future. Now I wanted to return, and I had to work hard again to find a way home. I lay down to sleep near the bushes, and I realized the first step was to learn from these people. So I started with their language. I tried to forget the Sphinx and the time machine.